This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The search and rescue mission at a collapsed Florida condominium has been suspended as crew prepares for the demolition of the remainder of the building. Fire officials told family members rescuers stopped their search about 4 p.m. Saturday when demolition crews began boring holes in the concrete of the still-standing portion of the Champlain Tower South in Surfside, Florida. The mayor, Charles Burkett, said moving it will actually help rescue workers. He says that will allow our rescue workers to pour all the entire site without fear of any danger from falling debris or falling buildings. The Miami-Dade mayor said Saturday that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remained unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to a tropical storm, but it continues to churn its way to Florida. It passed Haiti and Dominican Republic and threatens to unleash flooding and landslides. It had been a Category 1 hurricane early Saturday, but weakened as it approached Cuba. National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Leto says that the storm would reach Florida by Monday, crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday, and at that point will be approaching somewhere, maybe toward the Florida Keys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state will be ready. Forecasters expect Elsa to be a tropical storm when it reaches Florida. However, some models show it heading into the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.